Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Elwood Panthers High School. Tonight's game features the Kitson Blue Devils at the Elwood Panthers, and you're listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll talk a little bit about the basketball game. We'll mention the coaches' meeting just broke up from the officials. Now the officials are going to talk to the captains on the floor, Kitson and Elwood, getting ready to talk it up right there. We'll mention this game is brought to you by PutMeInSports. We'll let you know a little bit about the Kitson Tribune. Kitson Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Kitson County Tribune for coverage of Kitson County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Kitson County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like Kitson County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle Garman. That's two L's, at Michelle_Garman for dates and area games and matches. 9:38 on the pregame, we'll mention game one. The JV contest was won by Kitson. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. The visiting team, the Kitson Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 505. Their capacity back there in Kitson High School, seating capacity, 3,050. We'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are six in the sectional, and I understand the sectional this year will take place at Kitson High School. I was told that from a pretty good, reliable source. We'll also mention in that sectional, Kitson, they're 2-0 presently. Blackford, they're 1-0. Eastbrook, they're 1-1. Madison Grant, they're 2-1. Taylor are 2-2. And the Sheridan Blackhawks are 1-2. We'll let you know the principal at Kitson High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. We'll mention Kitson High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Kitson, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at KitsonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Kitson B as in Bob Devils. That's at Kitson B Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're located in the East Division. We'll talk about the East Division. They stack up like this. Webster, they're 2-2. Kitson, they're 2-0. Lewis Cass, 3-1. Hamilton Heights, 0-3. Northwestern, 2-2. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, Benton Central, they're 3-1. Central Catholic, they're 2-2. Twin Lakes, they're 2-2. West Lafayette, also 2-2, and Rensselaer Central, 1-3. We'll mention the Kitson Blue Devils presently, 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. They've not played a Hoosier East Division game. We'll mention offensively, per average, this is two-game average, 72 points offensively. They've given up 57 points as an average defensively. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 31-19, working in year number 3 at Kitson High School. The next game on the agenda for Kitson is going to be this Friday. Friday the 10th, Kitson will be home versus Western Panthers. That will be the first divisional conference game in the East Division. Those games will start at 6 for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. PutMeInSports.com will not be there on Friday. We'll be north. We'll be at North basketball game. We'll mention a little bit about the Elwood Panthers. Elwood Panthers seating capacity right here in the gymnasium, 3,100. Their school enrollment, 416 in the school will make to their class 2A sectional 40. There are 7 in their sectional, and they stack up like this. LaPel, they're 3-1. Wapahani, 2-1. Monroe Central, they're 2-0. Alexandria, 2-2. Frankston Eagles are 1-2. Winchester are 1-3. And the Elwood Panthers, 0-3. We'll mention Elwood High School, the principal, Dr. Troy Friedersdorf. And the athletic director is Brian Williams. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting in sports. That's Amber Salee. We'll let you know Elwood High School is located at 1137 North 19th Street, Elwood, Indiana, 46036. On the web, you can find them at elwoodpanthers.net. They wear the colors red and royal blue. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. That conference is like this. Blackford, they're 1-0. Madison Grant, they're 2-1. Oak Hill, 2-1. Alexandria, they're 2-2. Frankston Eagles are 1-2. Mississinawa, 1-3. Elwood Panthers are 0-3. And the Eastbrook Panthers are 1-1. Presently on the season, Elwood Panthers 0-3. They've yet to play a Central Indiana Conference game. That's coming right up. We'll mention offensively, they average 46 points per ball game. The head coach is John Kelly, working in year number 2 at Elwood High School. The next on the agenda for the Elwood Panthers will also be this Friday night, December 10th. Madison Grant will travel here to Elwood. They'll have a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 ball game, and this will be a conference ball game Friday night. We'll talk a little bit about Saturday, December 4th. December 4th in the Hoosier Conference, these are game results. 8 games, 9 Hoosier Conference teams involved. Darren Catholic, 64, Hamilton Heights, 46. Northwestern, 60. Mississinawa, 50. Tipton, 59. Franklin, 45. Western, 56. Frankfort, 49. Metuchen, 58, Rensselaer Central, 45. Benton Central, 83, Twin Lake, 57. Harrison, 60, Central Catholic, 48. Lafayette Jets, 63, and West Lafayette, 38. We'll talk about there are 2 games on the agenda tonight, Tuesday, December 7th. Yes, it is Larry Bird's birthday today, and Pearl Harbor Day, we'll honor Pearl Harbor Day. I tell you what, that wasn't fun. I'm sure it wasn't. That was 80 years ago. We'll mention the first game on the agenda, 7:30 contest, Denton Central. Tonight, they're at Frontier. And as you know, 7:30 start time tonight, they're about. Tipton Blue Devils, they're here at Elwood. 2:35 left on the pregame. We'll let you know a little bit about Saturday night, December 4th. In the Central Indiana Conference, these are game results. Daleville, 67, Elwood, 43. Eastern Thomas, 63, Alexandria, 56. That took 1 overtime. Northwestern, 60, Mississinawa, 50. And the Tipton Blue Devils, 59, Frankton Eagles, 45. Tuesday, December 7th, that's today, Central Indiana Conference. Game night tonight, there are 2 games in the Central Indiana Conference. First game, Eastbrook at Southern Wells tonight. And you know Sifton is right here with Elwood. 147 on the pregame, getting ready to tick down. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter with Tipton Blue Devils, and baseball each spring at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Clock's rolling down, about a minute left here in the pregame. Both teams back out on the floor, out of the locker room. They're shooting around. They're getting ready to join the benches, bench area. We'll let you know, Tipton Blue Devil basketball tonight is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, the Blue Devil Boilermaker, Fritz Auto Sales and Service there in Fishers and Noblesville, Lisa Stokes Bear, 6321, AGM Auto LLC, that's in Arcadia, and Indiana Express Rentals, South 8th Street in Noblesville. Listening in sports.com, varsity boys basketball being brought to you by our corporate sponsors. They stop the clock at 22.9. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We're here at Elwood High School. Nice festivities, nice seating area, very nice to be here. So we'll get ready for the national anthem. They're talking right now about the Podgies read right here. Let the players play. Let the coaches coach. Let the officials officiate. And let the fans be positive. So we're staying at attention here momentarily. Blue Devils are going to stand at their feet. Elwood Panthers get ready to do the same. The band is on hand here. They're in the lower area right there, Panther band. They're going to play the national anthem. Ought to be good. It's always good when it's live. So we're standing at attention right here. It's the honor for Pearl Harbor with its national anthem. Position there. Well done. Looks like about 15 members of that band sounded marvelous. They're getting ready to start basketball. We'll mention the starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. We'll talk about the non-starter. Number 2, Maverick Callaway. He's a junior. Number 4, Gavin Hare. He's a sophomore. Number 5 is Clark Rodeball. He's a junior. Number 20 is Connor Hassong. He's a junior. Number 23, Aiden Toll, he's a senior. Now the starting lineup for the Blue Devils. Number 3, Graydon Carpenter, he's a 6'4" freshman. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan, he's a 6' sophomore. Number 21 is Nate Powell, he's a 6'4" senior. And number 22 is Jackson Money, he's a 5'11" sophomore. Number 33, final starter in the lineup, that's Sam Ridgway. He's a 6'8" senior. The Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. Now, the Elwood Panthers, first the non-starter. Number 12, Isaac Wright. He's a junior. Number 15, that's Peterson Tan. He's a junior. Number 24, Gage Blackford. Gage Blackford, I'll mention. He's a junior. Number 32, that's Hunter Salee. He's a junior, we'll mention. He's out of action tonight. He's nursing an ankle. Say what, that guy's tough. 83% at the foul line. 12.5 points per game average. 12.5 boards per game. That leads the team. And he's out of action tonight. We'll hope he'll get back in a hurry. The other non-starter in the 34, Elijah Clarkson. He's a senior. Now, the starting lineup for Elwood. Number 5, Will Redeford. He's a 5'10 senior. Number 10, Jaden Reese. He's a 5'9 junior. Number 14, that's Zane Henry. Zane Henry is a 6'2 junior. Number 22 is Jackson Blackford. He's a 5'8" sophomore. The final starter in the lineup for Elwood. Where's number 13? He's a 5'7 junior. That's Andrew Gallen. The head coach for the Elwood Panthers is John Kelly. They're getting ready to start basketball. Let's turn the lights out. They got nice lights. Those flashlights are from their phone. Just like you were at a concert. And don't forget RDSG Wagon 6 and Lover Boy. Going to be at Ruoff Music Center June 10th of 2022. Get your tickets. They are on sale now. You know that place is going to sell out. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. The center circle for Gibson. For 33, Sam Risberg, 6'8". Going against number 14, Zane Henry, 6'2 junior. Here's the toss. It's a good toss. Not quite tall enough for Sam. Sam got it on the way up almost. Going to be in the front court. First possession. Gibson Bluto. They're working left side at Grady Carpenter. Handle out of bounds. He lost it. Going to go back to Elwood. Elwood going to get a chance to take the first shot in this ballgame. We're looking at a good scoreboard right here at Elwood. They've got all the players in lights up there, all the starters. Those who are in the ballgame, they got fouls, they got points. We'll try to do the best we can to relay what's happening on the court. In the front court now on the dribble, 22, Jackson Blackford. They're working back out. Number 10 is Jaden Reese. They're working down the baseline. Back to Blackford. That's Jackson Blackford. Gage Blackford has the game presently. They're working it out top with the dribble. That's number 10, Jaden Reese. They're working left side behind the arc. He'll work it in there. That's 13, Andrew Gallen. They're working down low in the paint. Kick it back out. Thought about a shot there. That's 10, Jaden Reese. Working the ball around the perimeter. Working it inside out. Looking for that first good shot. Game clock is 7 minutes. We played a minute. Looking for that first shot in the ball game. Playing defense out there is Carpenter. He's guarding the basketball. That's 10, Jaden Reese on the dribble. He's a junior getting some information from Coach John Kelly. They're working back in inside the arc. They'll turn around, jumper on the way. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. He tries to push it out ahead. It's intercepted, stolen by Elwood. Elwood behind the arc. He'll dribble in just outside the paint. That's number 5, Will Redeford. To the corner, they're working back around. On the dribble, he'll work into paint. Try to get Nate Powell off his feet. That was Carpenter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Zane Henry. Rebound, Gibson. Gibson to the front court. On the dribble in the paint, spin move. First shot of the ball game for Gibson. Wouldn't go. That was Noah Swan. Rebound out of there, Nate Powell. They'll reach it down. They'll dump it down inside the Powell. In the paint, trying to work his way up. Went off the back. Backboard couldn't get the bucket. Rebound secured by Elwood, Jaden Reese. Jaden Reese working it to the front court. He'll cross the timeline on a pace dribble. Good pace right there, working against Carpenter. Going to try to get it down. Teammate right there, 13. That's Andrew Gallup. They're working inside in the paint. Reverse, thought about a reverse layup. Kick to the corner. Jump shot on the way. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. That's Jaden Reese. Rebound put back, wouldn't go, but he'll go to the stripe. First foul of the ball game. Going to be called on Gibson. He'll be whistled on Melvin Swan. He'll pick up his first. Team foul number 1 at the free throw line for Elwood. Number 13, Andrew Gallen. First shot wouldn't go. He'll get some inspiration right there on the lane. He'll get one more. 5:34 left. We're in the first quarter. Elwood High School. We're here on a Tuesday night. First shot wouldn't go. Got the second one. It's a 1-0 contest. Andrew Gallen with the first point of the ball game. Ball's in the front court. Gets the Blue Devils. They'll work it down low. Off the glass. Got it. That's Nate Powell. A good feed. Good entry pass from Jackson Money. the 2-1 contest, dipped him in front. Going to work it across the timeline at a walk pace. Number 10, Jaden Reese. They'll work a right side guarding him against Grady Carpenter. Back pedal dribble. Pretty good dribbling exhibition for Jaden Reese. They'll work it inside on the dribble to take him to the corner. That's 14, Zane Henry. They'll work the ball back out to Jackson Blackford. Blackford on the dribble. He'll work it left side in front of them. The cheerleaders over there, with the cheerleaders for the Elwood Kids. They'll work it back out this side of the court in front of the Blue Devil bench. They'll work it inside Will Redford. Redford going to bounce back to the corner. That's Jaden Reese. Trying to take out the shot that they want. Trying to look for a good one. Elbow left side, ball loose. Ball's on the floor. Going to pick it back up. That's 13 here from Dallas. Long 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Jaden Reese. That was extended. Right elbow extended. That 4 steps behind the arc. The 2-1 contest. 4:15 left during the first quarter. Shot at the free throw line wouldn't go. Jackson Lunny. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Nate Powell. The ball was saved by Sam Ridgway. That ball's going to go out of bounds. Shot taken. So his last touch by the Elwood Panthers. Blue Devil's going to bring it in bounds right in the bucket on the baseline. You're tossing in. Alley-oop play in the paint. Good. Tossed in by Nolan Swan and a good alley-oop play from Jackson Money. He gets two. 3:55 on the game clock. First quarter. 4-1 contest. They're working through the front court. Elbert Campers. Behind the back dribble. Andrew Gallen. They're taking to the opposite quarter. Touches the hands of Zane. It's Zane Henry. Out top on the crossover. They'll work it back to Zane Henry. Out top. Now they'll reset the offense. Number 10, Jaden Reese. They'll dribble left side. Kick it behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way off the rim. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Andrew Gallen. Back the other direction. They'll kick it outside. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Rebound putback. Sam Ridgway. Wouldn't go. Rebound putback. Good. In the paint. That's Jackson Money. Sophomore. 3:10 left. First quarter, moving the ball back and forth in the backcourt, finally getting across the timeline. Elwood Panthers is going to get trapped in the middle. We're going to lean it down low. We're going to get a bucket. I believe that was 5, Will Redford. Redford for 2. You didn't know Redford, the quarterback. He's the quarterback for the Elwood Panthers football team. Pretty sharp young man, according to the coaches. I've talked with them. Out top of the basketball, Noah Swan. Going to work it in off the glass. 2-point bucket. Left side of the glass layup for Nolan Swan. 2:30 left. 2.5 minutes left. Going to be a double dribble in the backcourt. Didn't want to do that. That was Jaden Reese. They'll give the ball back to Tipton. Second in the ball game, Aiden Cole. Also, Hassan to check in. Taking a breather, Sam Ridgway and Grady Carpenter. Ball brought in, front court, Jackson Money into Nolan Swan on the dribble. Here's the center circle. He picked up right there, Andrew Gallen. He'll work it down low. Nate Powell goes up to the shot. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled. First foul of the ball game on the Panthers. They're going to whistle this one on 5, Will Redford. He'll pick up his first team foul, number 1. That's foul strike, number 21. Senior, Nate Powell. First shot good. He gets congratulatory there on the lane. He'll get one more. 2-shot foul, Nate Powell. He'll get one more. 2:18 left during the first quarter. Second shot rings out, wouldn't go. Rebound out there, Tipton, Jackson Money. They tip it back to Hassan. Al Sasso gives it. Aiden Soul, he'll dribble around baseline, tips it off to senior teammate, Nate Powell, outside. Shot taken by Hassan. But no, rebound putback is good. He'll get one more. That's Nate Powell. That foul on the putback. Basket went in. Foul whistled on 22. Jackson Blackford of Elwood. He's got one. Team foul number 2. The 11-3 contest. Nate Powell, first shot of the night, goes in. He's 2-for-3 tonight. 12-3 contest. In the backcourt on the dribble, Jaden Reese. They're working across the court right there, 22. Jackson Blackford across the timeline with a pass. Back to Reese. Back to Blackford. Lafferty to go right side in the corner. That's Zane Henry. Cross court pass the other way. They can go back to Jay Marie. He'll go to the corner. Thought about a shot with baseline. That's 13, Andrew Callen. Inside out play. Shot going to go for Jay Marie from three-point land. Rebound out of there. Aiden Cole. They'll pitch it inside. Nate Powell. Credit a great pass from Aiden Cole. Nate Powell for two. It's all timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 1:27 left here in the first quarter. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Teams Auto Parts. Teams Auto Parts at Car Quest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Car Quest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here to ensure that you get the right part the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They're a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Steen's Auto Parts in Cicero. First buzzer sounds. Full 60-second timeout. Wait for that second buzzer. There it is. Both groups of guys out on the floor, 5-on-5. 1:27 left here in the first quarter. Going to be brought in from 84 feet away. Elwood Panthers guard going to trigger the inbound. That's Jaden Reese. They're getting into Jackson Blackford. Now back to Reese. He'll bring it across the timeline. Right here, the dribble, he'll pass across the timeline back to Jackson Blackford. To get a double team right there, looking to get rid of it, finally does. Gets it to Zane Henry in the corner. She'll be stolen there on the pass, though. Going the other direction, Nate Howell. He dished it inside to Jackson Lunny. Lunny was a bit underneath right here. Difficult play to make a shot. But pretty unselfish pass here by Nate Powell. Nate Powell went up for the shot. Couldn't get it, but he got fouled. He's at the foul line now. He's 2-for-3 at the stripe here in the first quarter. I'm not keeping stats. Probably won't remember this very long. 1:08 on the game clock. Second to fourth shot is good. He's 3-for-4. Nate Powell entered the ball game. Say what, he's working on that free throw percentage. He's 3-for-4 here. He's 6-for-14 on the season. Now 7-for-15 on the season. 1:08 on the game clock. Ball brought in on the dribble. Jaden Reese. 16 points. 15 in front. First quarter, under a minute left. On the dribble, Jaden Reese to the corner. Zane Henry. Long skip pass, other side of the corner. They'll get it back to 13. Andrew Gallen. They'll work it back out top. Jackson. Blackford. Back to Jaden Reese. Reese going to dribble in, go off the glass. Almost got the bucket, but he will. Goes to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled. Gibson, Blue Devil. Going to have three check in after the first shot for Gibson. Those three checking in are going to be Maverick Conaway, number two. Your check in is number three, Grady Carpenter, and 33, Sam Ridgway will check in after this first shot by J.U. Reese. First shot rims around, falls in. Substitutions coming out, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan and Nate Powell probably going to get an extended quarter break. They get some median five down the bench area. First shot good. For Jaden Reeves, he'll take a second. Second shot on the way. Got both of them. 16-5. Tipping in front. 38 seconds left. Crossing the timeline on left-handed dribble. It's Grady. Grady Carpenter, he'll dish it. Left side back to Hassan. Counting her song, dishes it out top. They're moving around the perimeter, got it inside. 2 points shot good off the glass at Sam Ridgway. The third senior in the lineup of the three, Aiden Cole, and Nate Powell. The dribble, gonna dish it off inside. Inside out play, 3 points shot would go for Zane Henry. Tracking down the board in the opposite corner is Carpenter. He'll dribble across the sideline. He'll work it inside. Sam Ridgway, turnaround jumper. It's a shot, he got fouled. Pretty much a block and a foul at the same time. Didn't even get close to the rim. He's going to shoot twice. That foul's whistled on 14, Sam Henry. 1 second left. Sam Ridgway going to shoot twice. That's the second foul on Henry. I should say on Sam Henry. First shot good by Ridgway. Ridgway hits his first shot from the foul line this season. Good try for two. Second shot up and also good. 20-5. 1 second left. They'll take a shot at half court. Off the glass, off the rim, nearly went. What a good effort right there. 22 Jackson Blackburn at the end of one quarter. Tipton in front. 20 Elwood 5. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck company, that high quality care, I tell you what, it's not very far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville. They're located at 1708 South 10th Street. I take that back, 1708 South 8th Street. Yeah, they're 8th Street. You can simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 2016 box trucks available, and a truck for the county list can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals, their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's 50 truck rentals right there in Noblesville. When you say 50, you said a lot. They're getting ready second buzzer sounds to begin the second quarter. Alternate arrow possession, going to give it to Elwood. They'll bring it in from half court. Triggering the inbound, going to be number 5, Will Redeford. They get a bounce pass to the backcourt. Shade release on the dribble. Double team right there across the 10-second line. If he's going to make a pass, it's going to be intercepted by Aiden Cole. He'll dribble in off the glass. It'll roll around the rim. That's 1.5 revolutions and fall in. 2-point bucket for Aiden Cole. 22-5. Double team in the front half right there in the backcourt. Going to go baseline. The double team opened him up. Shane Henry with open baseline. He goes off the glass. 2-point bucket for Henry. 22-7. Straight out top, 3-point land. Going to go for Aiden Cole. Couldn't get the bucket. Going to be a foul whistled on Tipton during the rebound. They're going to whistle this on number 2, Maverick Conaway. Conaway going to pick up his first foul in the contest. He fouled number 3. Going to bring it in from 84 feet away on the dribble. Soft dribble right there. Number 10, that's Jaden Reese, the point guard. He'll work across, crossing the timeline there, Grady Carpenter. Back out top, 3-point shot on the way, rimmed out, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Elwood, that's Will Redeford. Saving the ball before it went out of bounds, right there, number 2, Maverick Conaway. Back the other direction, Carpenter. Go off the, rim, wouldn't go, got his own board, put it back up, wouldn't go again. Fighting for the board there, picked up by Hassan. Hassan baseline, trying to dish it off, Sam Ridgway. It's going to be kicked out of bounds, last touch by Elwood. Elwood Panthers. Last off Elwood, going to be brought in from the baseline, right at the Blue Devil bucket. Going to trigger the inbound is Aiden Cole. 6:45 left, we're in the second quarter. 22-7, we're at Elwood. Tipton and Elwood early in the season. Going to be a foul whistle, going to be a reach-in. Reach-in foul, number 10, Jaden Reese, he picked up his first. Team foul number 5, going to be brought in from out of bounds, right here in front of the Panthers bench, brought in by Carpenter, tosses it in to Aiden Cole, now back to Carpenter on the dribble, out top. Double team on Carpenter, he's going to get his pocket cleaned. Going the other direction, Redeford. Redeford going up for a layup, got fouled, he'll shoot twice. Will Redeford going to go to the stripe. Foul's whistle on number 3, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to pick up foul number 4 for the Blue Devils. We're going to get a couple of substitutions after this first shot by Redeford. going to be Nate Powell, 21, and number 11, Nolan Swan. First shot rims out long, wouldn't go. Second out of the ball game, going to be number 20, Connor Hassong. Take that back, it's going to be number 2, Maverick Conaway, and 33, Sam Ridgeway. One more shot at strike for number 5, Redford. He's got the bucket. Redford stepping to the line right there, shooting 75%. He got one or two right there. From the corner baseline, Lefty, 3-point shot good for number 20, Connor Hassan. 6:15 left here in the second quarter. 25-8. Hipkin in front. It's going to be a traveling violation in the front court. A little bit of a bump there. He took an extra step, a half step. No foul called. Going to cause a travel. Going to give it back to Hipkin. They'll bring it in opposite. Court scores bench in the backcourt. Brought in the Carpenter here across the timeline at a walk pace. Picking him up across the pace right there. It's 22 Jackson Blackford. They're working inside to Nate Powell. His back is way down. They're going to call an offensive foul. I think there was some dramatic opportunity there, and the foul is going to be whistled on Nate Powell. 5:54. Nope, Nate Powell picks up his first in the contest. Both teams, first half with 5. 5:54 left here in the second quarter. So they'll bring it in from the baseline. It's going to be brought in by Will Redeford. They're going to toss it in to 13, Andrew Gallen. He's a junior, 5'7". They're working across the timeline on the dribble, working against Tyler Hassan. Between the legs, dribble in, and take it back out behind the arc. Jackson, that's Jackson Blackford. He'll take the elbow. Right side, 2-point bucket for Blackford. 25-10. Tipton by 15. 5:30 left here in the second quarter. Baseline drive off the glass would go. That was Nolan Swan tracking down the board. It's Will Redeford for Elwood. Crossing the timeline. On the dribble is Jaden Reese. Try to set the offense up right there. 5:15 left. He'll take it left side to go off the rim. Would go. Rebound out of there. Carpenter. He'll take it up ahead off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for Nate Powell. Threaded in a great pass for Blake Carpenter. 4:58 on the night. 27-10. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. Will Redeford. It's a call. Reach-in foul. Reaching foul going to be whistled on number 20, Connor Hassong. He'll pick up his first in the contest. Back in the ball game, number 22, Jackson Money. Taking a breather, number 23, Aiden Cole. They bring it in, it's stolen by right there, the field. Swan with the distance. He had a teammate right behind him, but no defense was around. 2-point bucket. Get finger roll good by number 11, Nolan Swan. About 4:30 on the game clock. 29-10. 15 by 19. Working it right side with the basketball. 14, Zane Henry. Zane Henry looking to get rid of it. He picks his dribble up. Looks it down low. Will Redeford, he'll go off the glass a bit strong. Wouldn't go. In the paint, rebound out of there. Brady Carpenter, he'll pick it up ahead. Nate Powell. They go up off the glass right there in the paint, 2-point bucket. And a good pass from Grady Carpenter. 4 minutes left. We play halfway through the second quarter. 31-10. Tipton in front on the dribble. They'll work it to that free throw line. Tipped away. Picked up there by Swan. He'll pinch it off. Nate Powell, he'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Credit the assist to Nolan Swan. 33-10. 3:39 on the game clock, crossing the timeline with the dribble. Here's Will Redeford. Good position right side, Andrew Gallen. We'll take it back out top, Jackson Blackburn. Behind the arc, right side, 3-point shot, ready to go. Shot taken by Jaden Reese, rebound, Tipton. In the front court now, Nolan Swan. They go to the corner. They try on-court presentation, and they get it from Connor Hassong, 2 in a row from that right corner baseline. 3:09 on the game clock. 36-10. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, crossing over right there, Jaden Reese. They'll work it left side, going to hand it off right there. to Gallon. Gallon goes out to low. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Will Redford couldn't get it. He got his own board. Tipped away and Redford picked it up. He'll dish it out there. So we start the offense. It's going to be stolen, nearly stolen by Hassan. Connor Hassan playing that play just right. He anticipates the pass, nearly got it. He tapped it out of bounds. Going to belong to Elwood. Brought in by Redford. Jackson Blackford on the dribble. Crossing over. Working there against Hassan. Elbow left side. He's got to dish it down low on the baseline. A little bit tall above the head of Zane Henry. They'll bring it in bounds. Blue Devils going to bring it 84 feet. Brought in by Swan. He gets it. Grady Carpenter. You'll run the point. Freshman athlete, Grady Carpenter. They go through the legs here outside the arc. He's working back out south on the drive. It's Nolan Swan. Shot didn't go. Rebound fought for. It's going to be off the sky, off the leg right there of an Elwood Panther. I believe it was Jaden Reese. Going to go right in the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan going to bring it in to Grady Carpenter. 2:15 left. He'll work it down low. Nate Powell. He will not take the three-point shot. It was open. He saw Powell, but he got it down low. Two-point bucket off the glass for Nate. 38-10. Bounce pass. Right side, Jackson Blackford. Out top of the basketball. Working against Hassan. He'll take it back out. Point guard, number 10, Jaden Reese. On the dribble, he'll cross it over, working against Grady Carpenter. To the corner baseline right there, he'll bring it back out. That's Gallon. That's Andrew Gallon. He'll pitch it back out. Jackson Blackford for three. Three-point bomb for Jackson Blackford. Left elbow extended. 1:35 left here in the second quarter. 38-13. Tipton in front. Off the glass a bit hard. That was Nolan Swan. Rebound out of there, collected by 10, Jaden Reese. To the front court on the dribble. They'll work it out top of the basketball. On the dribble, guarding him. And Carpenter, he'll dish in. He'll take a shot of his own off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nolan Swan, he'll dish it up ahead. Nate Powell, layup off the glass. He was contested by Zane Henry. 1 minute left here in the second quarter. 40-13. Tipton in front. On the dribble, between the legs right there, Jackson Blackford. He'll take it left side. Top of the front court, left side, and Jaden Reese will dribble in. They kick it back out. 13, Andrew Gallon. They'll move it back to Jackson Blackford, back to Reese. Behind the arc, right elbow extended, being guarded there by Carpenter. Crossover dribble, looking for a screen. Going to pick one up. He'll go to the corner with the basketball. He's keeping it alive. And Will Redford tracked it down before he goes across the timeline. He's being guarded right here by Jackson Money. Redford. Near the paint, he'll go back up. He'll go left side. Left-handed off the glass. That was Larry Bird-esque. 13 seconds left. He'll cross the timeline and a walk pace is Nolan Swan. Picking him up is Gallon. Will Redford there. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Left of the shot. Nate Powell. Couldn't get the first shot. He's going to get fouled on the floor. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. They'll bring it in from out of bounds. That's foul number 6. On the Panthers. Those teams were 6 here at the first half. Right, the bucket, you're going to work inside. Another alley-oop play. Thought about it. Came down, made a shot. That's Jackson Money again. And another good pass from number 11. Nolan Swan will go to halftime. Tipton 42. Elwood 15. So we'll go to a halftime right now. And we're going to talk with us. A friend I just made, I tell you what, I appreciate you. You're here watching the ball game. I know you are educated, sir. Your name is John Brush, and you're an assistant coach for Rose Hallman Fighting Engineers.
Yeah, I've been there. This is my 6th year, and been around the game of basketball and all sports for that matter about my whole life.
I can tell when you showed up and you sat down beside me, I looked at you, you had a roster page. I saw you had some gray attire on, but I knew that you was a pretty good guy with basketball in your mind.
Well, we work hard. We work hard at it each and every day, and watch a lot of game film and different things. Just try to get better. Coaching at the college level is, a lot of people say you have a lot of fun, but it's at times it's consuming a lot of time of your life. So you just got to get better each and every day to help the kids get better.
Rose Hallman, that's a place where the GPA, the grade point average, is kind of high. What do you guys look for in the regards of a GPA?
Well, we like a kid to be north of 3.75, 3.8, somewhere in there, be really strong in math and science, and, you know, be able to hold his own in the classroom, because when you get there, school is the most important thing, and sports come second, so got to be able to time management and different things like that, but we want a kid that's pretty good in high school.
That's all right. I'm sure you've got plenty to choose from. I tell you what, a good friend of mine, Weatherford, I won't mention his first name, but he went 4 years as point guard there, and his GPA, I'm sure, was up there near four.
Yeah, I'm sure. Most of our kids are somewhere 3.8, 3.9, and we get 4.0s too. But, yeah, he was there back in, I believe, 13, 14, and played for Coach Jim Shaw, legendary coach there at Rose Hallman, and had a good career.
That's pretty good. I got to mention, I did see him play one time as a freshman. He was a freshman and he went to Anderson. That's a common foe for you guys.
Yeah, they're an HCAC opponent back then. Excuse me. Back then it was probably the Indiana Collegiate Athletic Association. And then we left and went to the SWAC for a little while, came back, and now they are a conference foe again in the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference.
I tell you what, your guys' facilities there, they're just gangbusters. Talk about your facilities.
Yeah, we have the SRC, the Student Recreation Center. It's one of the best Division III facilities in the country. They've hosted regional basketball, NCAA regionals. They've hosted regional track competition, national track competition. We just upgraded our football field to AstroTurf, and you know, for a Division III school that size, the athletic facilities that we have are really, really top-notch.
I believe it. Hey, I'm going to ask you, how many nights a week do you go check out possible athletes to join you there at Hope Rose Hallman?
Well, out of the three of us that do the recruiting, we're on the road two or three nights a week, you know. Sometimes we're on the road after a game on Saturday, so it can be up to four nights a week we're out watching potential players.
I know that a player that plays on your team wants to play basketball, but when they have a Rose Hallman degree, it don't take long to get a job.
No, that's one of the things we're blessed with at Rose Hallman. We got a 98% placement right out of college, and so that makes it easy to try to convince folks that that's the place to go. For the 26th year, we're the number one engineering school in the nation.
You're right there pretty close to ISU. Do you ever pull people away from ISU?
No, two different type of athletes, really. Now, we had a kid in the last couple of years that potentially could have played at ISU, but better off at the Division III level. But just two different types of athletes. People really don't understand what it takes to be a Division I basketball player or football player. It's a 40-hour a week job, and you got to be top notch.
Say what? I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, today is Larry Bird's birthday. He played there at Indiana State. Did you get to see him play?
Yeah, I was only about 12 years old when Larry was at Indiana State. And we watched all the games, you know, on Channel 10. He was an outstanding basketball player. And, you know, today's his birthday. I actually am very fortunate. I play golf with his two brothers in Terre Haute. They still live in town. And then his brother Mike comes home from Arizona in the summer, and we used to play golf together a lot.
Hey, what? When he played for the Celtics, I mean, you remember that time he got 65? I think Jordan got a little bit more.
Well, he had 65 against the Hawks. And Larry, I didn't really appreciate everything about his game until I got older. And I love to watch old videos of as they called him, the Hick from Pritch Lick. But I love to watch him play. He's the top five all-time basketball player. I would argue that with anybody.
So what, for 6'9", he had good ball control with that shot.
Well, he did, and he was an outstanding passer. But the thing that made Larry Bird a good basketball player was his basketball intelligence. He's one of the most intelligent basketball players I have ever had the privilege of watching. And as I get older and in the game more, I understand that more, how smart he was. And he's just unbelievable. And, you know, I came here tonight, and there's a legendary coach in the house tonight. You know, Cliff Hawkins spent many years at Center Grove and has an outstanding record. I believe he's got over 500 wins. And, he's an outstanding basketball coach, so it's good to see Coach Hawkins still on the sideline.
It sure is. I tell you what, I got to mention, you share the things you've done through broadcasting. You work for ESPN Radio right here in Terre Haute. Talk about how much fun that can be.
Well, in 2002, I was given the opportunity to be a caller analyst, and by 2004, I was a play-by-play analyst for them until about 2008, and then off and on to about 13, and then I started my own broadcasting company and did that until Coach Lloyd asked me to be on staff at Rose Holman, and I've always wanted to coach, and the thing about it was, my dad always wanted me to coach, and when I went home that night and told him that I was going to be a college coach, he cried, and I lost him 2 years ago. It's tough, sorry.
No problem at all. No problem, sir.
A lot of passion. I've been around sports since I've been 5 years old. It's the only thing I'm really good at. I had a 30-year career working in the Indiana Department of Corrections, but sports have been my life, and you can ask my wife. Not a whole lot comes first.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Brazil High School. High school's no longer there. I was the 100th and last graduating class at Brazil High School.
Yeah, that's pretty close to ISU. It's pretty close to Rose Holman. Where'd you go to college at?
Well, I went to Indiana State, and we live just 2 or 3 miles from Rose Holman now, and so it makes it really convenient to be there. And I couldn't ask for a better staff to be on. Coach Lloyd and Coach Lester do an outstanding job.
Tell you what, you've done an outstanding job with us at halftime. I appreciate you, Mr. John Brett.
Well, thanks a lot. And you guys that do this all the time should be highly, highly complimented, because a lot of people can't come to the games, you know, especially now in this COVID era. And I appreciate all the guys that take their time out of their schedule to come and do this.
Well, thank you. Our goal is grandma and grandpa that's in another state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or some service gentleman that's away listening to his brother's games or his nephew's games. So that was always my goal, too. And, you know, I appreciate what you do. You do an outstanding job. I sit here and listen to you. You do a great job.
I thank you for driving 2 hours from home.
Oh, that's what we do.
So that is Coach John Brush. He's a coach right here at Rose Holman. Yeah, guys, when you least expect it, you might expect it. Somebody's watching you play. 38 seconds left. Right here at halftime. 30 seconds. They're getting ready to enter the court of play. We're missing the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers last night, they got a win at home, 116-110. That was over the Washington Wizards. Wizards entered that game with a 14-10 record. Pacers got them. Pacers now with a 10-16 record. Their next game will be tomorrow night, December 8th. That's a Wednesday, 7 o'clock. The New York Knickerbockers will be right there at James Bridge. And they'll be battling with the Indiana Pacers. They're going to inbound the basketball, change of possession, and give it to Tipton. Brought in to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. They're working right side out top with Sam Ridgway. They're trying to work it down low and touch the hands of Mace. They go off the glass right here. Shot goes up to the shot. Sam Ridgway couldn't get it. Ball comes down, rebounded. Ball's in the hands of number 10, Jaden Reed. Second elbow right, left side on the dribble is Will Redford. Redford will pick up his dribble back out top to Jaden Reed. So we set the offense. Jordan Reed once again is Carpenter. On the dribble, he'll get by him and take a shot outside the paint. Got the bucket. Jump shot, nothing but net for Jaden Reed. 42-17. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline on the walk pace. Number 3, Brady Carpenter. Tried to pass it right side on the cutter. Noah Swan. They were just on different pages right there. Went out of bounds. Going to work it back in. Will Rutherford into the hands of J.D. Reese. Crossing the timeline. Bounce pass. Left elbow. Will Rutherford. Out top. Back middle dribble. We're going to get him. Nate Powell. Going to dribble back left side and take a shot. Left side right there. Way to go for J.D. Reese. Tracking down the lengthy board. Karen Farr picked up by Nate Powell. To the corner. Baseline shot. 3-point shot. Way to go. Shot taken by Jackson Money. Underneath the bucket, got his own board. Shot twice, couldn't get it. That was Nate Powell. It saved the basketball in the hands of Jackson Money. And Carpenter takes the shot right side, wouldn't go. Going to end up out of bounds, trying to save the basketball. Baseball pass to the backcourt. Couldn't get it saved. Could be brought in by Elwood across from the scores bench at midcourt. He'll pass it to the backcourt. Jaden Reese on the dribble. It's going to be picked up half-court by Jackson Money. They pass it left side, Will Rutherford. Rutherford still being guarded by Nate Powell. Pretty good mismatch right there in height on the dribble. He'll work it right side, elbow. Jackson Blackford, he gets it down low. They get it into Andrew Gallen. Andrew Gallen is going to take 2 shots. He was going up to shoot. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan, who picks up his 2nd in the ballgame. Team foul number 1. We're in the second half, 6:13 left. First shot up and off the rim, wouldn't go. He'll get one more. That's number 13, Andrew Gallen. He's a junior class member. Take a bounce pass from the official. He'll try the 2nd one. He rimmed around, wouldn't fall. Looked like it was going in. Looked like it should have. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell. Back the other direction, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. 6:04, they're working into Powell. He's in the paint. Turnaround jumper, looking to get rid of it. He's going to pass it back out. He's going to throw it to the backcourt. An unforced error by Nate Powell. 5:55 on the game clock. He's going to be brought in the front court. Elwood Panther is going to be brought in by Will Rutherford. Looking to bring it in, gets it in. Jaden Reese going to be picked up again half court by Jackson Money. They work an elbow left side on the dribble. Well, Rutherford, right side. He'll work it to Gallen. Gallen on the dribble, working against Nolan Swan. Tips the ball away. Ball's loose on the floor. He's going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Pretty good defense right there. Nolan Swan making it difficult for the Elwood Panthers. 5:38 on the game clock. The walk pace going to go across the timeline. That's Grady Carpenter. Going to be picked up by Jackson Blackford. They'll work it right side. They'll work it down low. Jackson running into Nate Powell. Another good assist from Jackson and another 2-point bucket. Good for Nate Powell. 5:18 on the game clock. On the dribble is Jaden Reese. Across the timeline, keeping that dribble alive, working against Jackson Money. Pretty closely guarded. He'll bounce it down low. It's intercepted on the bounce pass by Nate Powell. They go right side off the glass. 2-point bucket. 6'4". It's for Nate Powell. 4:55 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Crossover dribble. That's Jackson Blackford. The additional point guard, Jaden Reese. They go across the middle in the paint. Take a shot. Got blocked. Blocking his shot there. The freshman, Carpenter. He'll keep the basketball. He'll strip and keep. He'll go down low and finish it off in the paint to Nate Powell. Powell for 2 and a good entry pass from Carpenter. 4:27 on the game clock. Looking for a substitution. Going to step in next dead ball. Going to be number 23, Aiden Toll. Out top of the basketball on the dribble now. Spin move. Gallen off the mark and go. Collecting the board there, Nate Powell has taken off the Carpenter. Whoops it ahead to Jackson Money. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Jackson Money for 2. He averages 15 points per game. That's in 2 ball games. He got 22 his first game versus the franchise right here at home versus Pride Central. This game is also in part being brought to you by SitInFishers.com. since 1983. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Ventures, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is strictly in Ventures, 8599 East, 116th Street. Their second location is in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. At ScriptsandFishers.com, you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can explore that online, or you can see those cars and trucks on site. That's ScriptsandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Could be brought in backward by the Elwood Panthers. Tossed in by Will Rutherford. On the dribble now, number 13, Andrew Gallen, going to take the point. Going to be tipped away on the seal right there. Chest pass goes the other direction, stolen by Nolan Swan. He gets it up. Two-point bucket off the glass for Aiden Cole. 3:46 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. We're at Elwood High School, a Tuesday night for the guys. They're working around the perimeter. Through the leg, dribble, Jackson Blackford. He'll dish it to the corner, Zane Hendricks. Back to Will Rutherford. Rutherford on the dribble. He'll take it off the glass right side. Two-point bucket. Will Rutherford, 52-19, Tipton in front. 3:22 on the game clock. Pass off with the dribble is Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce past left side behind the arc. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll take it down low. Two-point bucket. Wide open was Nate Powell. Up and over the rim. Two-point bucket is 54-19. Ball's in the front court. Jackson Blackford on the dribble. They get you back off Jaden Reese. Reese going to go left side. Take a flow. Fade away. Wouldn't go. Blocking the shot right there. Goes back and get a bump. That ball hits off of. Jaden Reese goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Back in the ball game. Number two for the Tipton Blue Devils. That Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather. It's going to be Braden Carpenter. He gets medium fives all the way down the bench area. Taking the point right now is number 11, Nolan Swan. Crossing the timeline, picked up there by Andrew Gallen. They go left side off the grass, right-handed floater, wouldn't go for Swan. Rebound putback is good in the paint by Nolan, by Powell. Nate Powell for two. 2:22 left. Third quarter on the dribble out top. Picking up the dribble, Jackson Blackford. They're working right side to Zane Henry. Picked up there by Nate Powell. They go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out. Jaden Reese with the basketball. Guarding him is Jackson. Jackson Money. They'll go hard on the baseline. Sound would go. Rebound. Jackson Money. They'll go back left side. They'll dish it off in the paint. Two-point bucket. Good. Maverick Conaway. A good assist from Money. 1:52 on the game clock. 58-19. Ball's in the front court. Jackson Blackford on the dribble. He'll cross over. Working against him is Conaway. Elbow left side, 2-point bucket, good. For 22, Jackson Blackford. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to counter the song. Also in the ballgame, checking in for the Blue Devils. We're going to see number four, Gavin Hare. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Brought in by Aiden Cole. Across the timeline on the dribble pace right there is Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it right back. Connor Hassan, he'll drive the lane left-handed off the glass. Reverse layup. Good. Two-point bucket for Connor Hassan. 60-21. Across the timeline with a bounce pass. And Jaden Reese gets it to Andrew Gallen, he'll dish it back out. Will Rutherford, he'll dump it down low. It's going to hit the apparatus. Almost could have stayed in bounds if it didn't get that steel apparatus. Going to bring in, get some blue devils. And across the timeline in his dog face, Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble, guarding him closely. Andrew Gallen, he'll dish off to 8-0. Back out top, Maverick Conaway, back to Cole. Left elbow, he'll pick his dribble up. He'll bounce it down low to Gavin Hare. Straight out top, they'll go with 3-4 shot window for Aiden Cole. Rebound the basketball, Connor to Song, trying to take a shot to the baseline, about 10 footer. Got his shot blocked, going back the other direction. On the dribble now is Jaden Reed. Going to be stolen, going the other direction, going to get another breakaway layup. Number 11, Nolan Swan. 16 seconds left. Third quarter, 62-21, Tipton in front on the dribble. On the dribble there, Will Redeford. Will get a block shot, going to get part of the end. He's going to shoot twice. Will Redeford going to go to strike. Senior athlete, Will Redeford. Started this game at 75%. Foul's going to be whistled from Nolan Swan. He picks up number 3 in the contest. Team foul number 2. No fouls committed yet in the third quarter by Elwood. 5.1 left. First shot in that the net. Will Redeford. They work the second shot. 5.1 left is good on both. Will Redeford, nothing but net on both of them. Brought the ball in from the backcourt, Gavin Hare. Let's take it off the glass. Good shot at the buzzer. That's Nolan Swan. At the end of 3, 64-23, Blue Devils in front. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Fair, real estate agent, real estate broker, Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Fair, 521 Chief. That's there in Marion County, right across from Hamilton County, right there on the south side, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Fair, a passion to prove her professionalism. And Lisa, you can let her surpass your expectations. Second buzzer. Just bring the ball in. Cross from the scores bench. It's going to belong right there to the Elwood Panthers. Off the possession arrow. Brought in by Will Redeford. He's going to pass it. Bounce one time. Cross-court pass in the backcourt. Andrew Gallen on the dribble. Working against him is number 2, Maverick Cottaway. On the dribble crossover, they're working to the corner. Zane Henry. Zane Henry out top. They're working right side behind the arc. Jackson Blackford, he'll bounce it in. So Will Redeford in the paint, he'll pass it to the corner. Andrew Gallen goes baseline off the back, bottom of the backboard. Couldn't get the shot away. It's going to be a tie-up, and the alternate possession error are going to give it to Tipton. Jump ball. A jump ball used to be jumped up at every circle. All 3 of them, but not anymore. It's been a long time. Back when we played, it was right back. So they'll work at right side. Behind the arc, Aiden Toll. Cross-court pass, Connor Hassan. Back out top, Connor Hassan works to the free throw line. Gets it back in. Shot taken there. Wouldn't go for Maverick Conaway. Working in the front court on the dribble. Going to be a blocking foul. A little bit of a movement right there. With a blocking foul, and they'll get the ball out of bounds. Will Elwood. We're going to listen in. Well, a foul was on Clark Rodeball. Working right here at 6:45 on the game clock. And the running clock. Running clock. So they got the mercy rule brought into basketball this season. Was brought into football about 2 seasons ago. And Coach Don Bruss reminds me of the running clock. I thank you, sir. So they'll bring it in. And the clock is going to run 35-point differential. The running clock will happen the remainder of the ball game, regardless of the differential. Clock rolling, 6:16. Actually, stopped right there.
Got to go to
So they're going to stop it for free throws. The free throw line, number 23, Aiden Cole. They shoot a couple. First one up and rims out. So they'll work it back in and you get one more. Aiden Cole. 16 left, clock stop for free throws. Second shot rims around, fell off, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, Dane Henry had it, he'll get it back, he'll lose it there to Conaway. He'll get it back, dish it off to Aiden Cole. Shot when he goes, he got the rebound for the baseline. He'll dish it back around, working into Gavin Hare. He'll kick it back out, Connor Hassan. 3-point shot good, left elbow extended for Hassan. Good pass right here from Gavin Hare. 67-23. 5:47 on the game clock on the dribble out top. Long 3-point shot, good. Will Rutherford. Rutherford nails it. He dogs back the other end. A humble young man. They're working down low. Gavin Hare. Hare for 2 points in the paint. Gavin Hare may have just scored his first 2 points at the varsity level. Don't quote me, but I think so. 5:24 on the game clock. 69-26. Left side, float away, got it off the glass. 69-28 ball game. 5:10 left. Fourth quarter. Around the perimeter in the hands of Conaway. We'll get it back to Hassan. They'll dish it off. Aiden Cole, 3-point land. Rims off long, right on line. Wouldn't go. Crossing the timeline with the dribble. Number 10, Jaden Lee. Reese right elbow is getting it. Guard him is Hassan. He'll bounce it out top. So Will Rutherford will dribble in. Try to get it past the corner. It's going to be deflected, stolen by Gibson. And that was Rodeball. Rodeball gets the steal. He goes coast to coast baseline. He'll lay it up over the rim for two. 71-28. 4:25 left. We're in the fourth quarter at Elwood High School. Out top, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Jackson Blackford, rebound secured right there for Connor Hassan. He'll dish it up ahead, a little bit behind the cutting Conaway. Ball goes out of bounds off of Conaway. Substitution, going to check in for the 6 and Blue Devils. So checking in the ball game, it's going to be Spidell. And Quigley back, he's in the ballgame, taking a breather, Aiden Cole, and Connor Hassan. They trade Negan 5 there. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. 3:41 left, Elwood basketball. Going to be walked up from the backcourt. Number 10, Jaden Reese, he'll cross the timeline. If he picked up out top, he's picked up at the 3-point top line. So they'll work it off the glass, 2-point bucket. Will Rutherford for 2 on the layup. 71-30. Back the other direction. They'll work it to the corner. Gavin Hare. Work it back around. Connor gets the Maverick Conaway. They'll work it down low to Hare. Work it trying to get rid of it. Does so. Fidel lost the handle. Goes back down the other direction. Go off the glass. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 13, Andrew Gallant. Back the other direction. Blue Devils. Working it behind the perimeter right there. They'll work it to Rodeball, left side to Conaway. Get past, they'll move it around to the corner. 3-point shot good. Gavin Hare. So they'll work it from there. 2:32 on the game clock. Out top with the basketball, number 10, Jaden Reese for Elwood. On the dribble, he'll take a long three, NBA style. 3-point shot good, Jaden Reese. NBA 3-point shot, 23 feet, not 18-6. Walking back on the right side, he'll look to the corner. 3-point shot from the corner again, rimmed out. Down here, we go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Spidell. Landed Spidell, they're moving around. Throw the ball for three, got the bucket. Right elbow extended. Rodeball gets three. 77-33. Timeout. to be a 30-second timeout. We'll remind you, this game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Ball brought in. Elwood Kansas in the front court. Jaden Reese on the dribble. They work the right side. Trying to take a shot. Fade away off the glass. Got it. Look to pass. Passing lane was clogged up. He turns around. Gets a fadeaway for two. That's Jaden Reese. 124 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, 77-35. Tipton in front. Long three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Good to go. Conaway with the shot. He got out of there. Across the timeline with the basketball. Will Redford out top. Long three-point shot again. Got it. That three steps behind the arc right there. That's number 10, Jaden Reese. Jaden Reese is lighting up. 58 seconds left. 77-38. Cross-court kick pass to Gavin here. They're working inside. Throw the ball inside out. Pleasure. No shot. Good. Maverick Conaway, right elbow extended. 43 seconds left. 80-38. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Crossover dribble. They go in off hard off the glass. Where to go? Thought he might have got fouled. That was Jaden Reese. Back the other direction. Ball works to Maverick Conaway, right side to Gavin here. Back to Conaway, 23 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Playing toss back and forth, Gavin Hare and Maverick Conaway. They'll work at left side. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Try to eat the clock up. Work this to Landon Spidell. Touches the hands of Rodeball. It's back out top. Gavin Hare going to hold the basketball in the center circle. He'll hand the ball to the official. Final score, Tipton, 80. Elwood, 38. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. We'll mention next game for Tipton is going to happen this Friday. This Friday they will be home with the Western Panthers. 6 and 7:30. No broadcast Friday at Tipton. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Elwood. Madison Grant at Elwood. That'll happen this Friday. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home. We thank our halftime guest, Coach Brush. Mr. Coach, John Brudge from Rose Hallman, just a basketball coach here watching the possibilities. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.